catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who carried the process through the process. That everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for, and we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
And that was the poetic words of Gil Scott-Heron, born April 1st, 1949, who sadly died yesterday. What an influence he had on our culture today, especially soul music and hip-hop. He was basically known as the godfather of rap and hip-hop. That's Gil Scott-Heron, born April 1st, 1941. This is Break the Stereo here on Kuni Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 in Nelson, also heard at 96.5 in Crawford Bay. You can go on the internet at kootenaycoopradio.com and check out a lot of our shows through that. You can stream live, and you can also download shows. A lot of people who have, a lot of programmers have podcast shows through our website as well, including this one, Break the Stereo. Click on the link, Break the Stereo, and find your weekly podcast. All right, well, this is Break the Stereo, an expression of breakbeat music through funk, soul, and rare groove. I'm DJ Rhapsody, your host, with you every weekend, Saturdays, 4 to 6 o'clock. And I thought I'd play a few songs by Gil Scott-Heron to start off today's show in Livcation of a Great Man, an incredible poet. Let's play some of his music. This is his most famous track, the one that sort of put him out there, known to the world. This is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. This hour of Break the Stereo is generously sponsored by Dennis Martin of Phantom Force Electrics.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies,
and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I love you, maybe it's because of you, man. Like so many others, I found it all too easy to stand off at a distance and criticize. But there ain't nothing wrong with the city, just some people been wrong there like everywhere. Remind me of myself. And I've been moved and criticized, and I've been pushed off to the side. I've been kicked when I was damn down, but I've always felt inside like New York City. Run with when the running was good, and ignoring the bids sold by those who live there, and the gangsters keeping the books. No, there ain't nothing wrong with the city, just some people been running it and running it to death. New York City, I love you, but it could be you remind me of myself. Yeah, come on in here with this sticks timbale, man. Stand off at a distance and criticize. But there ain't nothing wrong with the city, just some people been wrong there like everywhere. New York City, I don't know what I love you. Could be you remind me of myself.
That first thing I want to say is,
I've been kicked when I was damn down, but I've always felt inside.
First thing I want to say is, man.
I don't know why I love you. Something inside of me I feel. New York City. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I love you, but it's real. I don't know why I love you, but it's real. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know why I love you, but it's real.
Just give me 3-4% motive for somebody else who might have been right. But oh yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Raygun, I remember what I said about Raygun. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. It's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. Ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to man is Bogart tough to man is Cagney tough to man is Hollywood tough to man is cheap steak tough and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, pesto macho, macho, macho. Put your orders in America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes.
because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberals to libelists, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had John Wayne.
Yeah, now, sometimes distance brings misunderstanding. walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever?
like it or not. Gotta work for Earth for what it's worth, 'cause it's the only Earth we got. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep them down. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep them down. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep.
Gil Scott-Heron, what a track that was. Shut Him Down to Save the Earth. We're talking some major politically conscious music. Gil Scott-Heron, rest in peace. That was off his 1980 album titled Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. We also heard his track Johannesburg. We heard a B-movie, love that one, from his 1981 album Reflections. We heard the song New York City off his album It's Your World. Gil Scott-Heron, I was thinking on the drive here, he sort of, for me, he embodies what Co-op Radio embodies, which is alternative media and people with a voice, whether through poetry or song or radio broadcasting or art of whatever kind. And that's what Co-op Radio means to me as well, and having the opportunity to be on the radio right now because of people like Mr. Heron and all the volunteers and members down here and all the artists that have gone before us. So thanks a lot, everybody, for allowing me this opportunity to be here on CUNY Co-op Radio 93.5 CJOI, broadcast out of Nelson, B.C. All right, I want to play a newer track of his that he did in collaboration with Mos Def. This is a track called New York Is Killing Me here on Break the Stereo.
Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
Boogeyman, no. Friday night gunfight, Sunday style. Nations of the planet on a marathon mile. I was up and down on an ass that can dial. Diamonds and thorns in the emperor's crown. Mickey D's got a all killing for what he do. You ain't gotta ask Q, who got the juice? Some read the time, screwed up poster like the news. Remember the city sun, the Amsterdam Zoo. White collar, low life, chillin' in the high rise. Heavy traffic, corner views, bedroom, price size. You're welcome, that'll be your $1 million. See that building right there, it ain't gonna be here tomorrow. See that mansion right there, just opened up today. They built it on something that was there since they traded slaves. Powerful landmark, the native grave. Little fish cash rule every day.
City living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Fast city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yeah, see my need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
City don't sleep, all they do is eat, pass gas, and pick fresh kill out his teeth. No nothing, bitch, yo, sparkling beast. You make a man for that like the local police. But you won't let me, God willing, Sean Bell, rest in peace. Mama say, save your soul, get out the streets. Now you're crazy, NYC. Fly high, get free.
Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy on me. Turn him to bury my body back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Need to be back home, need to be back home, yeah. Born in Chicago, but I go home, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm born in Chicago, but
on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands play the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She said, Scotty, why you run so fast? Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands, they keep on calling. Sometimes I swear, Grandma's hands, Lord, they really come in handy. She said, Bobby, why you whipping, boy? What you want to whip him for? He didn't throw no apple core. Grandma's hands, they keep on calling to me.
grandma's hands. Well, it really came in handy. She said, Bobby, why you whip that boy? What you wanna whip him for? He didn't throw no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. When I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hands. Yeah, she's gonna call it.
Dance music from its earliest beginnings to where it is now. Prince maybe was one of the greatest jazz musicians in the world. Those are the people who play jazz music. They play jazz. They play music for you to dance by, for you to jump up and down on.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Tune in to Break the Stereo. We've been for the past hour paying tribute to Gil Scott-Heron. Those were two tracks off of his latest album, I'm New Here. And we also heard a song that I love, Grandma's Hands, paying tribute to his ancestors, his parents, his grandmothers. You are tuned into Break the Stereo. This is an expression of breakbeat music through funk, soul, and rare groove, heard every week here on Cootie Co-op Radio, Saturdays 4 to 6 o'clock. I'm DJ Rhapsody. It's always a pleasure being down here in the studios with you guys to share so much music just waiting to be played on the radio and broadcast out there in internet land. Special shout outs goes out to SVP Radio. Internet radio, go to svpradio.com. Lots of great programming on that internet radio station as well, including Brick Stereo broadcast. I think it's 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesdays. Special shout outs goes out to Rosin Radio Co-op. If you guys are tuned in, good to have you with us right now. And also everybody all over the Kootenays right now, spreading far and wide at 107.5 in New Denver. Welcome, New Denver listeners. All right, well, I got a couple more tracks of Gil's before the end of the hour. This is a great song that needs no introduction. Let's get into this one. Gil Scott-Heron on Brick Stereo.
You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottom? Sister, her shirt was fine. Oh, she started drinking wine from the bottle. She told me the old man committed a crime. He's doing time. Now she's hanging in the bottle. I seen her out there on the avenue all by herself. Sure need help from the bottle. I seen her. Your man tried to help her. Oh, she cussed him out and hit him in the head. They turn to me, they ask me, Gil, don't you think it's a crime? No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottom. There's people showing up in the bottom. Give me another good example. You see that jet in a regal suit, ain't nothing damn near blown his cool to the bottom. He was a doctor helping young girls along. Too far gonna have problems. But the offenders of the Dollar Eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the prisons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, different hat now. Don't you think it's a crime? Showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit the lick one time, stick. Come looking for me, you know where I'm bound to be, in the bottom. Turn around, look around on any corner. If you see some brother looking like a goner, it's gonna be me. Sing the song. Na 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 na. $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9, $9,
a dollar and a half, get a bottle of wine. Dollar and a half, get a bottle of wine. A bottle. Yeah, all that I'm concerned about is a bottle. It can turn me inside out of a bottle. All I want, said all I want, said all I want, said all I want, since I'm living on the bottom of a bottle.
Try to define certain means and modes related to the blues. We attempted to define the lie detector blues. It's caught by Mayor Frank Rizzo. I understand that he is sick currently. And we send our coldest regards. The lie detector blues and what Brian Jackson used to refer to as the ex officio blues. It's caught by Agnew. Nixon. Terminal. And what we found ourselves becoming afflicted with over the past 6 months or so is the bicentennial blues. Some people think that America invented the blues, and few people doubt that America is the home of the blues, because the bluesicians have gone all over the world carrying the blues message, and the world has snapped its fingers and tapped its feet right along with the blues folks. But the blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie. As American as the blues. As American as apple pie. The question is why? Why should the blues be so at home here? Well, America provided the atmosphere. America provided the atmosphere for the blues, and the blues was born. The blues was born on the American wilderness. The blues was born on the beaches where the slave ships docked. Born on the slave man's auction block. The blues was born and carried on the howling wind. The blues grew up a slave. The blues grew up as property. The blues grew up in Nat Turner visions. The blues grew up in Harriet Tubman courage. The blues grew up in small town deprivation. The blues grew up in big city isolation. The blues grew up in the nightmares of the white man. The blues grew up in the blues singing of Bessie and Billy and Ma. The blues grew up in Satchmo's horn, on Duke's piano, in Langston's poetry, on Robeson's baritone. The point is that the blues is grown. The blues is grown now, full grown, and you can trace the evolution of the blues on a parallel line with the evolution of this country. From Plymouth Rock to Acid Rock, from 13 states to Watergate, the blues is grown, but not the home. The blues is grown, but the country has not. The blues remembers everything the country forgot. It's a bicentennial year, and the blues is celebrating a birthday, and it's a bicentennial blues.